This is Pulling You number 22. On January 3rd, 2011, Happy New Year, everyone! Greetings, Bridge Players. It's Michael here from Bridge Hands. I hope you had a good holiday and welcome back. Off to another good start for 2011, so let's dig right in. On this hand, we're going to discuss several different factors. First, hand evaluation, promotion, finesse, and some ducking plays. I'm going to discuss two scenarios here. Actually, we're going to go through this hand two times to learn a little bit more about these concepts. And for members, we'll go through a third iteration where we'll discuss some advanced bridge topics. So please log on and look for the advanced play for our members. All right, here we go. North is the dealer. In spades, the king, three. In hearts, ace king, another seven, makes 10. In clubs, another six for the ace queen, 16. And no help in diamonds. Some people will open one spade. Some of our advanced players may want to open one no trump, noticing that the king 10 fifth is not a particularly strong suit. If it was ace queen fifth or ace king fifth or something, they might be more inclined to give extra evaluation. But this is actually a fairly balanced hand, isn't it? So I think most players will open one spade, and we will here too. Off to east. East, we can see, doesn't have that many points. King of clubs, queen in the pointed suits, diamonds and spades, makes 7 points, a pass. To south, in diamonds, ace jack, 5 points. Two jacks in the rounded suits, hearts and clubs, 5 and 2 make 7. Well, one no trump is the bid. We're not fond of that bid, having a singleton spade, but isn't that just the way it always seems to go this new year? So why don't we go ahead and just bid one no trump? Maybe our partner will have 6 and rebid the suit, we don't know. Okay, off to west. Ace jack of spades is 5. Queen of hearts, another 2, makes 7. And 3 more for the king of diamonds makes 10, a pass. And north, what do you want to do now? Do you want to make a rebid? Well, you shouldn't. If you didn't open one no trump, we don't want to rebid 2 no trump. When we open with a major and we rebid 2 no trump, it should have exactly 18 points or a very good 17 point hand. So with this hand, we should actually be passing. It doesn't feel comfortable. On a good day, we might make more, but with this king 10 fifth of spades, I don't think we should push our luck. Okay, it passes out. And it's to the lead for west. West, what do you want to lead? Well, a diamond or heart suit seems in order since the spade suit was bid. Ostensibly, with the 5-card diamond suit, it could be without south having 3 spades, not having supported the 1 spade opener with 5 of them or more, then we'll probably lead a heart. Some will lead the 6 of hearts. The 9 technically is the top of a connected sequence, so we'll lead the 9 of hearts. All right, everybody looks at the dummy, and what do we see? Well, we see 16 points there, don't we? And we see some opportunities to set up possibly the spade suit. If south has a couple of them, there's a lot of entries here. The diamond suit looks like it could be a problem for the declare, unless that happens to be the long suit for south. West, you know that's not to be true, don't you? Okay, so we have to make our plan. Well, I think we're going to duck here. It's the 9 lead. It could be top of nothing, but it could be that there is a queen of hearts, and if so, our jack 10 and south will take it. So we're going to duck right now. Can't help here on east, but at least show the count. Show the top of your doubleton sequence, 7 of hearts. And to south, you could play the 10 of hearts, but a false card is in order here. No reason to disclose that you have both, so play the jack. All right. Now we need to have our plan. And as we can see, south with 5 clubs and 2 honors, another 2 in the north hand, that's the suit we want to play. So we'll go ahead and play 4th best. There's no reason that we have, that I can think of, not to start with that instead of the jack. So we can go ahead 5 or 6, something like that. It won't matter. 7 by west. Off to, we might want to think about this a little bit. If it's a situation where we didn't have an entry back to our south hand, that would be a problem. But we have that ace of diamonds. So once we get the king out, Good things should happen. So we can go ahead and play the queen. East, do you want to take it now? I think you probably want to do a ducking play, don't you? So go ahead and play a low club. We're happy that we have four of them. And maybe we can disrupt some transportation there. We'll continue on then. We'll play the ace of clubs, another club, a club, and now a discard. Well, we'd like to keep our queen third of hearts. Since there's ace-king there, the queen can develop a trick. If we play a diamond, well, we might forfeit some tricks there since there's only a 10 doubleton in the dummy, so we'll discard a spade. Okay, a third club off to the king by east, a club by south, and another discard. This time it's either going to have to be the jack of spades or a diamond. Not an easy choice, is it? We know that sooner or later they might try that finesse, and do they go up with the king, or will they have another card? I think we'll go ahead and just play the spade from west. Not an easy discard. Getting squeezed a little bit. Okay, now it's up to you, east. And you remember that partner led a heart. Do you want to come back in a heart well with the ace king? I don't think so. And you see the diamonds, the 10 little. So a low diamond showing that you do have an honor in that suit. And for south, what do you want to play here? Well, you've got ace jack third opposite 10 little. Probably playing low. There's probably no hurry. You can see that they're not going to get a lot of tricks in their suits. But if you're worried, you might go up with the ace. Go ahead and cast your two clubs and then take your heart tricks. But a thoughtful player will go ahead and play a low diamond. But let's go ahead and just play our ace. A lot of players will do that. Okay, at this point, we'll go ahead and play our jack of clubs. More squeezing happening by west. Doggone it, playing a seven of diamonds. From north end, we'll play a spade. And following with that club, the fourth club by east, the 10 of clubs. West is getting a little uncomfortable, playing another diamond. And a spade from the dummy. And maybe a seven of spades to show some help in that suit also. We've already shown we can help in diamonds. And now what? For south, we can go ahead and play our hearts to the six, to the king, and a little one by east. Playing our ace of hearts, a spade by east, another heart by south. And at this point, we can go ahead and play the diamond. We recall that we have the 10 jack. And there's a king-queen out against us. Diamond? A second hand higher. What do you think, East? Difficult choice, isn't to know. We might as well go ahead and play low, second hand low. Low from south. A king by west. And at this point, we know that we have the Queen of Hearts has been promoted. And East, hopefully you'll remember that they didn't play the Ace of Spades, so I doubt they have the Ace-King. And for the next trick, we go ahead and cash our ace of spades by west. Everybody follows. The nine of diamonds goes to partner's queen. And so we can see that on this iteration, eight tricks for north-south. They made an over trick. Okay, let's go ahead and play this hand again. Let's do it a little bit differently this time, just so we can see some of the different strategies for promoting suits and ducking plays. So in this instance, what we're going to do, rather than to lead a heart, it's going to be a more difficult time because we're going to lead a diamond. Okay, West, what do you want to lead for a diamond? Well, we're going to go ahead and lead the nine of diamonds. And in this case, do we want to cover by north? Not really. They're attacking our suit, and we want to keep a 10-jack combination out there. So in this case, play second hand low. Don't cover that honor. Don't cover, excuse me, the nine with an honor. So, we'll go ahead and do that. East goes up with the queen, and we'll go ahead and play our ace of diamonds. All right, so on that trick, we're going to go ahead and take it, and we're going to play a jack of hearts rather than the club suit. Why is that? Well, we don't have a lot of entries into our south hand, so we're going to go ahead and take our finesse in the heart suits. Remember before, they led a heart, they finessed themselves. We don't know, of course, that the queen is in the west hand, but we think it could be. And for west, you covered, you looked at the dummy, you saw the ace, king, third. And so in this situation, you said, well, it looks like there must be a jack 10 combination. And went, in our advanced lesson, we'll come back and revisit this. But probably most people, that's the way they would play this hand. Okay, next, North casts the ace of hearts. Everybody follows to the heart. Then we play our ace of clubs. Everybody follows to the club. Our queen of clubs. And East thoughtfully ducks. On the third club, we win with the king of clubs. And in this case, West once again discards a spade, having some nice suits in the red suits to go ahead and promote. Our partner East thoughtfully returns a diamond, the five of diamonds this time, because it's the top of a doubleton sequence, showing that they had three in the suit. Recall that they earlier played a high diamond. Okay, so it wins with the king of diamonds. Advanced lesson, we're going to discuss this some more. Our North, we go ahead and play the singleton 10. At this point, we play another diamond from the West hand, promoting the diamond suit to South's jack dummy. Didn't have but just the 10 doubleton, but we saved not playing the 10, and see what a big difference it made? It meant we were able to use the 10 of diamonds to get into our hand. So had we played the 10 of diamonds initially, things would not be so good now. But because we played second hand low in that instance, it made a big difference giving us this entry, didn't it? Okay, so when we're in the hand, we go ahead and play our jack of clubs, promoting it, pitching a diamond by West, reluctantly, a spade from North, and a club, which is no longer useful. 10 of clubs, the 8 of diamonds, having to get rid of another diamond and not enjoying a minute of it, playing a heart from our dummy hand and a spade, low spade by East. Then to the 10 of hearts, an 8 of hearts by West, a spade by dummy, and a spade by East. Then to a low spade, trying the finesse. And it turns out that there was the ace that was on side by West, playing the spades by North and East. And finally, saving that heart paid off by West. And so when we take a look at it, 9 tricks are made by the North-South this time. Well, if we go back and take a look and do some review, here's what we find out. Leading the diamond sequence was actually helpful. It complicated it for North by North playing low from the dummy. It saved a trick. In this case, we were able to win. East went up. East had to, or else we went with the jack. We actually will go ahead and get another trick that way. If we hadn't, we could actually have a couple tricks that would make a difference. So that was a key play when that top of sequence 9 of diamonds was led. In some instances, the king queen might be with partner's hand, but it's not likely. I think that most Wests are going to go ahead and lead from an honor suit, especially in a one no trump contract, which means each of them probably have a fair number of points in East West most of the time. Okay, and as we played the hand, you'll recall that when we got to trick 2, we started with a jack of hearts. Questionably, West covered it. And from that point, we went ahead and played some more hearts. We started squeezing West, as it turned out on this hand. And we had an entry to our hand with that jack of diamonds, we believe. So we played the ace of clubs, the queen of clubs, came with the third club. And when East got in and played the diamond, while the king won, the best that West could do would play a diamond back to promote 2 clubs in the south hand. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that session. We covered a lot of material, but I hope you found some good training in the session today. So when you have these hands, remember to think about the 4 things we covered today. Hand evaluation, opening 1 no trump or not with a just average 5-card spade suit. In hearts, I would certainly recommend, if we had that holding, opening 1 heart. So when partner bid a spade, we wouldn't have a rebid problem. But in spades, if you want to open 1 spade, certainly go ahead and do so. We talked about some promotion plays. We wanted to promote the clubs. So certainly don't want to promote the spades with a five and a singleton. And even in diamonds, because we valued this 10 by not playing a 10 off the get-go, we were able to go ahead and get more tricks that we weren't otherwise entitled to. So on a good day, we can make three no trump on our advanced hand. We'll see how we can hold them to fewer tricks. Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the session. Nice to have you here again on this new year. I hope you have a good day playing bridge.